Let's move forward. I want to read from Jeremiah chapter 2. Would anyone like to read from Jeremiah chapter 2? This is an ancient message that Jeremiah had, and I believe it applies to us all the same.
What verse?
Jeremiah 2, I'd like to read from verse 4 through 22.
4 to 22. All right. It says, hear the word of the Lord, you descendants of Jacob, all your clans of Israel. This is what the Lord says. What fault did your ancestors find in me that they stayed so far from me? They followed worthless idols. They became worthless themselves. They did not ask, where is the Lord who brought us out of Egypt and led us into the barren wilderness and through the land of deserts and ravines, a land of drought and utter darkness, a land where no one travels and no one lives? I brought you into a fertile land to eat its fruit and rich produce. But you came and defiled my land and made my inheritance detestable. The priests did not ask, where is the Lord? Those who deal with the law did not know me. The leaders rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal, following worthless idols. Therefore, I bring these charges against you, declares the Lord, and I will bring charges against your children's children. Cross over to the coast of Cyprus and look. Send to Kedar and observe closely. See if there has been anything like this. Has nation ever changed its gods? Yet they are not gods at all. But my people have exchanged their glorious God for worthless idols. Be appalled at this, you heavens, and shudder with great honor, declares the Lord. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me and spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Israel, a servant, a slave by birth, why has he become plunder? Lions have roared, and they have growled at him. They have laid waste his land. His towns are burned and deserted. Also the men of Memphis and Tophanes have cracked your skulls. Have you not brought this to yourselves by forsaking the Lord your God and led you in the way? Now go to Egypt and drink the water from the Nile. Why go to Assyria and drink water from the Euphrates? Your wickedness will punish you. Your backsliding will rebuke you. Consider then and realize how evil and bitter it is for you when you forsake the Lord your God and have no other God, have no awe of me, declares the Lord Almighty. Long ago you broke off your yoke and tore off your bonds, and you said, I will not serve you. Indeed, on every high hill and under every spreading tree, you lay down as a prostitute. As I planted you like a choice vine of sound and reliable stock, how then did you turn against me into a corrupt wild vine? Although you washed yourself with soap and used an abundance of cleansing powder, the stain of your guilt is still before me, declares the Lord.
Amen, Pastor Sylvester. I know this is written to Israel, the family of Jacob, so I just want to make it clear that I'm not saying it's not us we're talking to, but to me it applies just as much to us as it did to them. Not that we were saved from Egypt, but we were saved from a tyrant, King George. People don't understand how much of a tyrant he was. We can't relate to that. We can't put ourselves back there. But nevertheless, that war wasn't fought just because we wanted to be our own nation. We were fine. And so he started, doing what tyrants do. And they were led to do what they did and seek independence. So, and not only, as we mentioned, we've been blessed. People have been coming to us as a nation from around the world. There's a reason why they've been coming to us, because we have the freedom. Like I said earlier, there is no freedom without God. So we became a beacon of hope, and just like Israel was a beacon of hope. And here we see they were responsible for that, and they turned away from God. And as we've already said, we've turned away from God for the wickedness of our own day. So everything Jeremiah is saying here, they've abandoned me, the fountain of living water, and have dug for themselves cracked cisterns that can hold no water. That's verse 13. That's temporary government programs, solutions for people which aren't really solutions at all, because the only solution is Jesus Christ, to be dependent on him and to seek his strength.